Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Hope abounds. Good morning. Early update. My back appears to be better, and the same holds true with my bone graft and gum surgery. I can't say too much for my talking this morning, no. I'm going fishing today. The spine shots usually don't work for 2 to 3 days, but it's a little better already today. So I'm a little optimistic, and we'll be going offshore shortly. The seas are not real calm this morning. I hope the bouncing and jarring around doesn't hurt me more. Nurses said I should be fine. Just what I wanted to hear. So a buddy of mine, Skip Torrenson, called yesterday and asked if I'd seen Senator Tim Scott's rebuttal to Biden's speech the other day. I laughed and told him I don't watch the news, and he extolled the virtues of his rebuttal to Biden's speech. So this morning, I watched it in its entirety on the Wall Street Journal website, of all places. I was greatly encouraged at Senator Scott's willingness to share his testimony and give God credit for his blessings in life. He came off as hopeful and positive, and I believe was full of the Holy Spirit as he gave his speech. If you've not watched it, I'd take the time to do so, especially if you're discouraged. So immediately he was attacked with the left calling him names, including the N-word and Uncle Tim. It's hard to understand their willingness to attack him for the color of his skin. Isn't it Martin Luther King Jr. who said, "I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." It appears that some so-called progressives didn't get the message. Tim Scott rose from working cotton to become a United States senator. And I believe that is exactly what Dr. King envisioned. Today, it's obvious that these attacks are about a power and money grab. Martin Luther King Jr. is being assassinated again by the far left and its racist agenda of trying to divide the nation to make more money and have control over our lives. I was thinking today about how little I ever hear about Bill Clinton. Once I was invited by Inc. magazine to attend a fairly small group of executives to meet Bill Clinton. I wrote the organizer back that Bill Clinton makes me want to gag. The editor wrote me back, and we went back and forth and eventually became friends. And he later invited me to be their keynote speaker at the Inc. 500 Annual Awards Banquet in Washington, D.C. I gave my testimony in front of 3,600 of the top entrepreneurs in the country. No, I didn't mention Bill Clinton. I mentioned Bill Clinton today because for years he and his wife Hillary epitomized the opposite of what I believe, and I long for the both of them to go to jail for various crimes they committed abusing power. But here it is just a few years later, and they are yesterday's news, except for occasional mentions of moral failures. A reason for hope, my friends? Maybe just senile Joe will fade as people hopefully rebel against the policies of this administration. Now, it's Biden who makes me want to gag, and so does Obama, a former union organizer making $30,000 per year and now approaching billionaire status for, quote, serving, unquote, his country. As a word of encouragement today, remember that God is on the throne. and his eyes roam the world. He sees every injustice and has vowed to serve justice at the proper time. Wait on the Lord, my friends. In the meantime, go fishing, turkey hunt, play golf, love on kids and grandkids, whatever. Keep your noses in the Bible every single day. Hang out with God-fearing people who love Jesus. Amen. Selah. Luke 18:7. And will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? Have a great weekend and go to church this Sunday. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.